Welcome to Reflections. I'm your host, Catherine Appello. And this is the fourth episode in the Connections and Relationships series. And I want to reflect on why love and commitment scared me so much and for so long. See, I hadn't really realized just how much these words scared me, but they did. For most of my life, those words, love and commitment, scared the bejeebies out of me. And so I really avoided both. I avoided really a relationship of any kind. I avoided commitment, and that included career. Really committing myself to the vocation that I really felt called to, which was artistic ministry. So in both areas, I really was scared to embrace concrete commitment. Long-term, concrete commitment. I used walls. I set up walls. You know, some people use work and they will work, and they'll also volunteer, and they'll sign up for committees and just all kinds of stuff, and they'll use work to run away. Well, I put up other walls. I used false bravado. Well, I don't need anyone, and I don't need a man in my life. And I also, in a sense, used my mom. You know, well, she doesn't have anyone, and I am her only daughter, and she needs me. And she obliged that. And she helped to create a very codependent relationship, and that's a whole other podcast in itself, codependent relationships, but I'm breaking that pattern and trying to help her break that pattern too. But that, as I said, that's a whole other podcast. But you know, I also had this false bravado going on of, oh, I don't need anyone. No, I don't need anyone. I don't need a guy. I don't need a man. I don't need a relationship. Well, I've had to really look at my life and try and figure out what the heck was really going on here. Because something was going on. Why could I not fully embrace long-term career commitment? Why did I self-sabotage any chance at relationship? Why did I make lousy choice in relationship in the past? What the heck was going on? Well, for one, I didn't believe in permanence. It was hard for me to believe in permanence because of what happened with my childhood and my parents and all that. And just what I saw in terms of my dad's family and what went on with that. So there's just, because of my childhood, I didn't really believe in permanence. Permanence was not something I could grasp. You know, firm ground under me. I just couldn't grasp that concept. And then when it came to being loved and career and confidence in my gifts and in, you know, all of that, I didn't really believe in me. And I guess in a sense, because I really didn't know how to deal with the baggage or let go of the baggage from my childhood, I didn't really believe in love. See, in my mind, for some reason, I guess because I couldn't let go of the baggage, I equated love with pain and abandonment. In my mind, someone loving you meant they were going to hurt you, they were going to abandon you, and I also always just felt I was never going to measure up. I would never, ever be able to measure up. I could never, ever be good enough for anybody. And that translated also into my career. And so there was always this, you know, the fear, the what ifs, you know, the insecurity. So I used shields. I built up walls and I used shields, you know, including my mom, and she obliged. Again, that's a whole other podcast. A whole other series. So what changed? What suddenly made me wake up and go, okay, I can't keep doing this? Well, for one, the fibromyalgia. When the fibromyalgia made it impossible for me to continue teaching and to hold on to whatever permanence I did have with teaching, I had to do something with my time in between dealing with the fibro. And I channeled all of that into the arts. And fighting through the fibromyalgia, something shifted. And then there was coming across certain individuals, particular persons who brought on a renaissance in me, very powerful connections that just awakened a renaissance in my heart, in my spirit and in my soul. They're very powerful connections that just had a certain flow to them. And then connections to people who had believed in me in my whole life. Talented people who inspired me. And my journey of faith. Also very important. That journey was crucial. Prayer, meditation really helped to bring a lot of clarity. All these things made a big difference. The renaissance in my heart, my spirit, and my soul. Powerful connections can make a big difference. People that inspire you can make a big difference, that believe in you over the course of your life. All these things can make a huge difference. As some of these things can, you know, jar you, like the fibromyalgia and you know, that turning things upside down. And then there are other things that can bring a very subtle renaissance to your heart. And initially you don't even realize, but can bring just such an awakening to your heart, your spirit and your soul. And it's subtle, but it's very beautiful. You know, and then there are connections that spark something in a very sudden way that it's just like, whoa, wow, really awaken, inspire, a very sudden way. But however things happen and whatever inspires you and awakens you to look at your life and go, you know what, these patterns are not good and healthy patterns, and I can't keep going this way. It's a good thing. And be grateful for that. I know that I'm very grateful because now I'm not afraid to love and be loved. I'm not afraid to embrace commitment, leadership, to embrace pursuing my dreams. I don't want to run from love, from commitment. I'm ready to reach out, to embrace, to make the journey, to pursue my dreams, to pursue leadership roles, to pursue the journey with my soulmate, wherever that journey may take me. To make that journey of enlightenment, to go the way of the Renaissance, to be inspired, however that inspiration comes, I welcome it. Subtle, sudden, patterns that are based on fear, on what was, assuming that, well, because we were hurt in the past, we're always going to be hurt. That's not a way to live. That's not a way to conduct life. And that's probably one of the most important lessons that came to bear out of this journey brought about by the fibromyalgia, which I guess in a way was a blessing because it did make me realize that I do want to go the artist's path. It's the path that I am meant to go in, that I'm meant to go into the path of artistic ministry. And it also connected me to really wonderful people. And may have just connected me to my soulmate. So, hey, who knows? Connections, enlightenment, renaissance, who knows? But I do know that I can't run from life, commitment, feelings. Just because I might get hurt. And I can't assume I'm going to get hurt. Does that mean I shouldn't approach things wisely? Of course not. But I can't live my life behind walls. And I can't run away. Until the next time, may you live in wisdom, and may the sun always shine in your life. Namaste, shalom, and amen. There will be an opportunity for sponsorship of this podcast, starting with the Advent series. And I will be creating a separate podcast to let you all know how you can sponsor this podcast. So that'll be coming up soon. But until then, once again, peace and sunshine always in your lives. Namaste, shalom, and amen.